From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright. It is the secret life of motherhood, and I'm kind of flying solo today in the sense that my co-host is not here, but I have scrounged up to Secret Life listeners. Hello, Leonie.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
So excited.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you? And then we also have Madeline, who loves to laugh. See, she sounds excited about today.
Oh, you didn't sound excited enough.
It's gonna be only.
No. Tell me, how long have you guys been listening to The Secret Life of Motherhood?
Since it started.
Yes. It's almost a year. It's almost a year now.
You know, I only came a year ago, and we only merged like a year ago. So fresh. Then I started.
You've been a loyal listener.
Yes, and a loyal contributor in the WhatsApp group.
Yes, you have.
And I joined the TikTok page either the last night or the night before.
You did. I saw you. You scrolled back. Yes. Are you that kind of mom of the video that you like?
Yes.
If you don't know which video I'm talking about, go have a look at the TikTok account, Secret Life 911, because we need help. So today we're doing a special edition. Christine is, you know, doing mom things, doing work things. So I'm giving her a bit of a breather today. Today we're playing Would You Rather? Oh, the mom edition. I will go easy on you guys for most of it. Let's go. Number one, would you rather never drink wine again? Leonie's face. Yeah. Or never have coffee ever again?
I will go. I won't mind giving up coffee.
I would not mind giving up coffee at all.
I like, definitely not give up the wine.
Oh, no, guys. I'll give up the wine because I need to coffee first to people.
Really? Yes. Well,
My blood speaks coffee.
Okay, but see, the people, it can be the people's problem if you can't people.
Right?
But the wine gives you the guts to children.
Can we wine first in morning? If that becomes allowable, I'll do it.
Or maybe try an Irish coffee.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, so I think there's a consensus there. Let the coffee go, bring the wine. Leonie, you've got a toddler, so this one might head home to you. Would you rather decorate your entire home with your toddler's drawings or let them paint their own room, whichever color they want?
Oh, no, they can take their room. Any color. Their space. No, they can do whatever they want in their bedroom. Legit. So that's fine with me.
If I allow that, oh, my word, I don't know with what else it at the end of the day, because my kids would probably do it black or some kind of freaky color, and then I have to like look at it the whole time. I don't know.
Luckily, my child, when he was a toddler, he did not draw on a lot of things. He drew on the coffee table once. Shame with crayon. So it was quite easy to clean it up, but he came in like with this big face and this big smile. This was in COVID time, telling me he's got a surprise.
So
he's got a surprise. And then already mama knows, uh-oh. And so I went out and he was so proud. So I had to like suck it up a little and be like, oh, that's cute. But remember,
you can't draw on
the weekend that just passed, my daughter walked in and she's like, mom, where did you put the crayons? I said, it must be in your room. Look for it. What do you want to do with it? No, I want to draw on the interlocks. I was like, whoa.
Not with crayon, baby girl.
Chalk. Do you have chalk? So she calls up her cousin. Don't you have chalk for me? Okay, come. Her cousin comes over, brings a stash full of chalk. And at no point did I go outside and see what she was drawing. So when it got dark, I called her inside. The next morning, I went with a cup of coffee and I stood outside. And instead of drawing on the interlock, she drew on the walls.
Oh.
And I live in a complex. So I can imagine what the people at the top were looking down, but it was like, I was like, oh no.
What did she draw? What did
rainbows, maths, the things that they're learning. Oh. Like, oh. So I was like,
that's cute though. But
it's chalk. So I like, get a broom, girl. I sprayed the walls and she's there up and down with a broom, child laboring.
Oh. Yeah. But also when I was younger, I always wanted to be a teacher because both my parents were teachers. Mm-hmm. So I took chalk and I also did that in my room. But then I just took a wet cloth and then just wiped it off. I cleaned my room afterwards.
I mean, it's much better than finding the cap of a Sharpie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A permanent marker. A oh, man, bro.
I would die a thousand deaths.
Okay, Madeleine, boy mom. Would you rather watch a 24-hour non-stop Peppa Pig marathon? Oink, oink. Or sing the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song 1,000 times in a row?
I think I'd go for Peppa Pig.
I would go for Peppa Pig as well.
I would definitely. I think I can watch Peppa Pig and George and Lammy and everything who's there. But SpongeBob. I don't even know that song, by the way.
No.
I don't know that song. Because it's kind of like, this is the song that never ends.
No, not that. It's going to get stuck.
Don't keep me in here, woman.
Would you rather be able to get 8, this is me today. I'm going to go for this one because I'm so exhausted. Get 8 uninterrupted hours of sleep every single night, or your child gets straight A's on every report card. He doesn't need straight A's. I'm sorry. I'm taking the sleep.
Take the sleep. The sleep, definitely.
I'm taking the sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because since now I can get 8 hours of sleep. Now that my children are bigger.
Yeah, I thought I was there too. But mine's got bronchitis. You know, and it's a boy version child. The drama is real.
They start young.
And then, of course, when he starts crying of a fever and he can't breathe at 2 a.m. in the morning, then my eldest child, he's the one I married, he starts losing his bananas because he needs to get up for work the next morning. So it's like managing 2 kids. The one's grumpy, the other one's in pain. And all I want to do is sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what they say? The bigger the man, the bigger the baby.
Oh, yes. Mine is 2 meters tall. So nobody told me that when I picked him to marry. Would you rather have your child blow his or her nose in your shirt or in your bare hands?
Ah, kvadimp. I'll take the shirt.
I'll take the shirt, definitely.
Even if it's like right up here by your neck?
Can't we take the bottom part? Because I've done the bottom part.
No, because this is not how we their shirts? Works.
Can't we use their shirts?
No, your shirt.
Okay, it's fine. He can have my shirt, just not my hands.
Not my hands.
Can you even feel it slimy?
No, man, Leonie. Don't do that.
Second last one. Would you rather never be able to leave your house without at least one child? Or be required to attend every parent-teacher association meeting for the next 5 years?
Well, I already do that.
Every single one of them?
There's no one else that can do it. I'm the only one.
Well, surely you can just skip sometimes and get notes from another mom.
No, but they take attendance. You have to sign in. And then I don't want it to reflect badly on my kid.
I would attend every parent-teacher meeting.
Really? Yes. Just sometimes?
Maybe the older she'll get, the more I'll be...
I'll sit back.
Sit back a little bit, because she's still small. You know, communication running through them to us differs sometimes. You know, he just said, like my daughter said on Friday, we're having another school holiday. I'm like, when? She said, today. I'm like, what? So she... heard that it's a public holiday and the school is closed for Friday, coming Friday. Mm-hmm. So she thought it was Friday. So I had to call up a teacher after hours and be like, I just want to make sure there's school next week, right? So I'll rather attend the parent-teacher meetings.
Yes. You guys are embarrassing me.
So you don't know your answer.
Moving on swiftly. Would you rather be able to read your kid's mind for one day or have them read yours for one day and never forget?
No, I will read theirs. They can't read mine. Oh, my word.
I think it would break their brain.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Especially when your thoughts go like full mom brain.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, I need to do this. And then it needs to be followed by that. Oh, but I can't do that because then what if that? Their brains would not.
And sometimes you have inappropriate thoughts.
Mom.
Yeah.
That's a bad word that you say a lot.
Yeah.
In the night.
No. I think they'll understand why we are like the way we are if they could read our minds.
Mm.
But no. Mm. Just
I think
no.
It also depends on the age of the child. Like mine, the boy version one, is 9. Well, turning 9. I don't think he would be able to grasp it yet.
Mm-mm.
No.
My daughter's mind currently is on unicorns and
rainbows,
so I don't mind.
See, I would also just hear Fortnite and
Roblox
and stuff.
Yes.
So, and you know, I'm a mom, I can tune it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would.
I think the main thing at this point in their minds would be, did my mom get paid yet? One of those, I'm going to get my subscription this month or stuff like that. So
the other day, my kid asks me, when is payday? And I'm like, well, it's the end of the month, you know, like 2, 3, maybe round about their days before the last day of the month. And he's like, okay, cool. And how much do you get paid, Mom?
Oh, you've also been asked that question.
And I'm like, that is none of your business. Like, are you supposed to be able to tell them that? I don't think so.
No, because they will see. There's
money.
They'll just see money. They won't see the responsibilities connected to that money.
No.
So they'll just see, okay, let's go to the shop. Swipe, 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 Mom. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was very taken aback when I said to him, that's private information, dude. I was like, but I won't tell anyone.
If I go into
app,
I have to like hold the screen away from them so that they can't see anything.
Thank you so much for joining me today for this special edition of The Secret Life of Motherhood. Leonie already follows us on TikTok, Secret Life 911. We are also on Facebook. We are also on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And of course, you can find every single episode we've done for almost the past year on nova.com.na. Thank you very much, loyal listening ladies.
Thank you, Anne.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.